Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Wednesday morning. Ontario election campaign officially begins. Ontario Premier Doug Ford met with Lieutenant Governor Elizabeth Dowdeswell yesterday at 3 p.m. to start the provincial election period officially. Dowdeswell accepted the Premier's recommendation to dissolve provincial parliament, clearing the way for the signing of the writs for the provincial election. The campaign begins today for a June 2 election. Politicians have already been unofficially campaigning for weeks, with two out of the three major parties having released their platforms. Polls at this point suggest the Progressive Conservatives are poised for re-election, with the third-place Liberals potentially overtaking the NDP to form the official opposition. Even though the vote is set for June 2, Elections Ontario is encouraging residents to vote early this year in the hopes of thinning polling station crowds amid the pandemic. Trial date set for GSPS officer facing discreditable conduct charges at a fourth disciplinary hearing appearance for suspended Sudbury Police Constable Melissa Rincourt. Trial dates were set for August 10, 11, 12 and 25, almost 1 year from the incident that saw Rincourt facing charges after a September 26 altercation at the Espanola Rec Center. The first disciplinary hearing date was held March 2. Rincourt is currently facing charges of discreditable conduct under the Police Services Act. She had originally been charged with resisting a peace officer and two counts of entering a premises when entry has been prohibited, contrary to the Trespass to Property Act, TPA. Rincourt and her wife, Dana, refused to provide proof of vaccination to attend their child's hockey game at the Espanola Recreation Center, and witnesses told Sudbury.com Rincourt yelled and screamed, called bystanders Nazis, and kicked a door while arguing with an OPP officer called by rec center staff. Those criminal charges were withdrawn after Rincourt completed the John Howard Society's Direct Accountability Program. Read the full story here. No decision has been made to sell any artwork. Laurentian University says that no decision has been made to sell any artwork, as it prepares a plan to settle up with its creditors. The university, which declared insolvency on February 1, 2021, has been undergoing restructuring under the Company's Creditors Arrangement Act, or CCAA. As part of this restructuring, Laurentian made massive cuts to its programs and staff in the spring of 2021. The university plans to move toward a plan of arrangement this month, which will lay out a roadmap for it to pay out its creditors. Due to the history of the relationship between the Art Gallery of Sudbury and Laurentian, assets associated with the gallery have been caught up in the CCAA process. In an April 13 report, Ernst & Young, the court-appointed monitors of Laurentian's insolvency, said Lou intends on selling the Bell Mansion, and may include it, or the proceeds of the sale, in the plan it will be presenting to the creditors. Ernst & Young also mentions the gallery's art collection in the report. The monitor also understands that Lou is considering all of its options with respect to the assets of the art collection, the report said. Read the full story here. Gas prices jump over the $2 per liter mark at some Greater Sudbury stations. Gas prices have jumped over the $2 per liter mark at some stations in Greater Sudbury late yesterday morning. This is the first time local gas stations have charged more than $2 per liter for regular grade gas. As of 11 a.m. May 3, five local stations had jumped to 202.9, Esso on the Kingsway and on LaSalle, Petro-Canada on Barry Down, as well as Esso in both Val-Caron and Wanapite, said GasBuddy.com. Gas was mostly at 191.6 early Tuesday morning, meaning gas prices have jumped about 11 cents per liter. Plenty of local stations are still charging 191.6, so if you need to fill up, you might want to head out as soon as you can. Read the full story here. Sudbury Burlesque makes triumphant return to the Grand this weekend. Sudbury Burlesque is bringing a new show to the Grand Nightclub this weekend after 2 years of waiting. Building this show from the ground up has been an extremely rewarding experience for our team, said Jessica Crow, artistic director of Sudbury Burlesque Productions, in a press release. Over the past few years, we have grown and evolved, and we are more than ready to take on the big stage once again. The show will have iconic references from the Mean Girls to boy bands. The past couple years have already seen the fashion trends from the 2000s come back, and the burlesque is no exception from the Y2K takeover. From rhinestones to colorful cardigans, frosted lip gloss, rugby shirts and butterfly clips. Check out Sudbury Burlesque Productions Y2K Burlesque on May 6th to May 7th at the Grand Nightclub, 28 Elgin Street. Read the full story here. Tent fire in Val Caron spread to brush before being contained. A fire that began in a tent behind the Metro grocery store in Val Caron spread to some of the surrounding bush area this weekend, before being extinguished by the Greater Sudbury Fire Department. Deputy Chief Jesse Oshel told Sudbury.com the call came in around 10:50 p.m. on Saturday, April 30. "We were called for black smoke coming from behind the Metro grocery store in Val Caron," said Oshel. "Upon arrival, we did locate a tent that was pretty well burnt out and a fire that had spread to the wooded area around it. So we were dealing with a brush fire, as well as the tent and related articles that were within the tent." Oshel said there were individuals at the scene, however, they refused any care or treatments at that time, and then they left. "The fire was extinguished after approximately 1 hour," said Oshel, "with the need to both contain the tent fire as well as the need to deploy bushfire equipment. It is difficult to tell what started the fire," said Oshel, "as tents burn very quickly, as do any materials within." He said that while they are unable to assess where the cause of the fire was, it is, at this point, not considered suspicious. Warm, sunny day for Wednesday. Expect a mix of sun and cloud this morning, with skies clearing around noon. A high of 13 is expected. The wind will be out of the north at 20 km per hour, gusting to 40, before becoming light in the afternoon. The UV index today is 7, or high. Tonight, the skies will stay clear and the temperature will drop to 1 degree.